Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bad idea. I mean, as literally as I was speaking about Tyreek Hill last segment and just throwing that out there because of the Dolphins' disintegration, I see a headline come across Pro Football Talk. Mike McDaniel addresses new domestic violence allegations against Hill. And then I realized that that came out Monday, which I did not see. A new report emerged. And McDaniel said today, we've been in communication with the NFL. We'll let that process play out. And so a hard no here to this. A hard no. Forget it. Forget I ever said it. Plus, I mean, on the topic of a number two receiver, it occurred to me before the season and we talked about it, how many guys are going to get the football for this team? Like Jonnu Smith had some big plays the other day. Design plays for a first down, for a touchdown. If you're going to have a couple of those thrown in, I want Metcalf getting the ball a ton, right? You want him to be the guy, and in order to be the guy, you got to force feed him. And sometimes that literally means forcing the ball to him, like Antonio Brown. I'm not putting him on that level by any means, but if you have a guy, that's going to be a bunch of targets per game. Then you have Freiermuth. Then you have backs out of the backfield. Then you have Calvin Austin, who has emerged, and I'm willing to let that one play out for a while. You know, you earn it. He definitely took a step last year. Maybe not a giant one, but a step. And he took another one in that game the other day. The end of the half, he was tremendous. Rodgers really made the first play, but it was so unusual to see a Steeler receiver that wide open. And Austin takes it, you know, what was it, 30 yards or so down the field? And then he made the play on the 50-50 ball down by the goal line. He also drew an interference. He could have, I mean, it could have been a very different story at the end of the game if they had correctly called interference. He had already drawn an interference call on what became the game-winning drive. He should have drawn a second. So he had a big day, a huge day. And I think that's to be honored. This guy is staking his claim as the number two wide receiver. But it's always been my feeling that you don't necessarily need that. You don't necessarily need it. There's a lot of guys around here who are capable and who everybody talks. I didn't even mention Mount Washington. He's supposed to be a receiver this year. I don't care that he wasn't. I'm not among those who are, you know, freaking out over Roman Wilson the other day or even the run game. I don't care. I don't care if they run the ball all season. If they put up 30 points, you do what the game dictates. On any Sunday in any stadium, if you have the ability to do what the game dictates to win, then you're going to be a really good offense. Now, it's one of these weeks or several weeks, it may dictate that they need to run the ball. And then we'll see. Last week, it didn't. They didn't need to run it. They put up 34 basically without running it. So who cares? And really, who cares about Roman Wilson's involvement in the offense? Why is that even a talking point? I couldn't care less. Maybe on another week I would, if people in front of him fail, and if the passing game as a whole falters, then we can talk about Roman Wilson. Why would I care on a week like that? And why would I care about Mount Washington's involvement or lack thereof in the pass game? Who gives a crap? Not everybody's going to be involved every week. If they were, you'd have the most diverse passing game in the history of football. You'd have Metcalf and Austin, and don't forget about Scotty Miller. All he does is make plays. And Mount Washington and Freiermuth and Jonnu Smith and Warren out of the backfield and Kenneth Gainwell, who's suddenly their version of Le'Veon Bell with the touches he got. There's only one football, last I checked. If you put up 34, you get the benefit of the doubt with me on every single issue. And if you give up 32 on the other side, you get zero benefit of the doubt on that side. That defense stunk. However, going back to the offense, there is one issue that needs to be talked about for sure. And that's Broderick Jones. And Mike Tomlin talked about it yesterday. My friend Ty here, and we got thrown together at the last second. We had a Harry Callis incident, not an incident. He's sick. He called in. And so Ty and I were thrown together at the last second. Do you have access to that, Ty?
I have access to everything.
Well, that's good. Let's hear Tomlin on Broderick Jones.
How would you evaluate Broderick's performance?
You know, certainly it could be better, but certainly all of our performances could be better. Our quarterback got hit too much, and he was a component of that.
Like, you worry about confidence with him at all?
I don't.
Why not?
Because it's football. You don't get to the National Football League by being fragile emotionally. There's a lot of confident guys that I work with. You win some battles, you lose some battles, you come back fighting. That's just the nature of the men that play this game at this level.
Well, I like the first answer, because it was honest. I mean, there is concern. Who wouldn't be concerned? I mean, he's getting beat left and right, and you have a 41-year-old quarterback. And the other options, I might add, are not that attractive. You have former Detroit Lions quarterback Andres Pete, who could be one option here, and then Spencer Anderson. I don't like those options, or Calvin Anderson, I'm sorry. I don't like those options. And I think Broderick Jones is clearly going to get every chance to play his way out of the lineup, you know? So that's a problem. That's a problem because Aaron Rodgers has basically lost the ability to move is what he's lost. So You can't have that on the blind side. That's an accident waiting to happen with your quarterback. And it's a major issue. Even when you score 34, that's a major issue moving forward. And I don't know what they're going to do other than hope he plays his way out of it. It was concerning from the start, and the theory that he was moving back to his natural position. Okay. You know, maybe there's something to that, but you take a bad right tackle and put him on the left side and that magically, you know, cures him? That makes him into a good tackle? It's a problem. And not a small one. So there just aren't many options. And then I mentioned earlier in the show, if you were thinking, man, I wish we still had Dan Moore. Did you see the game he had? He gave up 7 pressures. You know, it makes you wonder about last year with Mr. Unlimited and Justin Fields. How did they survive? They had the worst tackle combination in the league. It also makes you wonder about the development of tackles around here. I suppose you could argue on one hand, hey, the Steelers took Dan Moore, you know, a mid-round, low-round pick type guy, and made him into an $82 million tackle. Or you could look at it like, did Dan Moore ever really develop? The dude gave up the most sacks in the league last year. I don't know what's happening with him. Why somebody gave him $82 million. I think the other argument is where I would lean. I don't know that they did a great job developing Dan Moore. He's not very good. So that idea is sort of out the window, too, that, hey, if they love Dan Moore so much, they should have signed him. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You know, done something else, move Fatanu to guard, I don't know, and keep Broad on the right side, then you'd have the two worst tackles in the league again. That's got to change. Something has to change here with that situation. 412-928-9370. Dulac in his chat also said definitively he thinks that Derek Harmon is going to play against New England in week three. And man, do they desperately need him? That was a bloody disaster the other day. Were you surprised, I wonder, out there by that? Were you shocked by it? I guess we can't be shocked, and yet somehow I still was. I don't expect this defense to be historically great. I just could not believe that the Jets lined up and beat their faces in. I couldn't believe it. Even though the Ravens had done the same thing, the Ravens are the Ravens. With Derrick Henry, they're going to do that to people. They did it again on Sunday night. Although when I look back, by the way, at that game on Sunday night, looking at Baltimore, you could look at that and say it was one of the best wins, comeback wins in NFL history, or one of the worst losses. I'm going with B there. That was one of the worst losses I've ever seen in an NFL game. The Ravens felt like for most of that night, they could score on every play, and they darn near did score on every play. It looked like a college game, a college mismatch. You know when we're watching those where it's, oh my God, this team might score a touchdown every time they snap the ball. It's that bad. It really looked that bad. And I texted a friend here at the station during the game. When the Bills were still within a score late, I said, how much of an indictment is this on the Ravens that they're only at one score ahead in this game? How is that possible? That was one of the worst losses I've ever seen. And there's opportunity here for the Steelers, is sort of the moral of that story. There's opportunity in this division. The Ravens have a nasty habit of turning victories into losses. They're a wildly talented team. I picked them to win the Super Bowl this year, and I'm already regretting it. I'm already regretting that. As I texted the guy I mentioned the other night, I predicted the fumble. I thought Lamar would fumble. I said, because the Bills had cut it to 8 with a lucky touchdown. And I said, you watch, Lamar's going to fumble here. The Ravens could blank up a lemonade stand. And sure enough, it was Henry who fumbled. And then you see all these numbers coming out the next day on the Ravens. They've blown 5 double-digit fourth-quarter leads since 2019. Just process that for a minute. A double-digit lead in the fourth quarter is basically game over. I know the NFL is exciting and there's crazy finishes all the time. I get it. But that's basically game over. They've blown five of those since 2019. The only other team that's blown that many double-digit fourth-quarter leads plays in Chicago. And that is a franchise you never, ever want to keep company with. So, and that, to me, that's on your head coach. That's on Harbaugh. And every game that the Steelers win that they can put a little distance between them and the Ravens is a great thing, quite obviously. Doesn't mean the Steelers won't fold down the stretch like they did last year. Doesn't mean they'll beat the Ravens, and they lost to them twice, almost three times last year. But the Steelers have the Seahawks coming up, followed by New England. We had Ben Volin on the show earlier this hour, who covers the Patriots. Wanted to ask him about Jabril Peppers, but also asked him about the state of the Patriots. He said, not good, as was evidenced by the final score. You lose to the Raiders, that's never good. Okay, so the Steelers have Sam Darnold, Drake May, then J.J. McCarthy, who's become way more interesting, and that's going to be a fun day, right? In Ireland with Adam Crowley, some of you will be. Be sure to rub it in on the Mountaineers after they lose to Pitt, coming off a loss to Ohio. Man, is he going to take a lot of crap on that trip. I can't wait to hear the stories from that trip. But it's still, let's see J.J. McCarthy do it again, and he's still essentially a rookie. I still like that matchup, even against this Steelers defense. And then whoever Cleveland's going to put at quarterback by then, after the bye week, they have a chance certainly to be off to a 4-1 or 5-0 start. And then Baltimore, who just has to be emotionally battered from that game. Well, they're going to come back and beat the Browns, I think, and their old buddy Joe Flacco. But then they get the Lions, the Chiefs, the Texans, and the Rams before their bye week. Lions, Chiefs, Texans, and Rams. Oh, my. I think they're going to have three losses at that point. I think they're going to be 3-3. So this is a time to get a little cushion going there. And sometimes week one is strange, but it sure looked like the Steelers have an offense that could put up points on some people. And that's another thing they have going for them. Their first, I think, truly, it could be Minnesota. It could be Minnesota in Ireland. But I think their first truly huge test is in Cincy on October 16th. And I'm far from convinced that the Bengals are going to suddenly revert to like 11 wins or something. I'm not buying that defense at all. I don't care what they did against Cleveland. And their offense stunk again and got off to a slow start. I believe that'll still be a great offense. But Cincinnati's beatable. Of course they are. Look at the two games they had against the Steelers last year. Both close games that went down to the wire. That's what I expect in the division for the most part. Bank wins. And bank them now. That's the moral of the story here. I don't even know how I got there. All the way from Tyreek Hill to that, but we did. Mark Cabali going to join us in the next hour. I'm hoping for the whole hour. He bumped me for McAfee. I don't even know what he said. This happens all the time with Cabali. And he busts my chops all the time by saying that I switch on him. I get a last second text after we agreed 1 to 140. He says, can we make it 115? To the end of the show. Just found out I have to meet with CFO Phil from the McAfee show. Who is CFO Phil, Ty?
One of the guys in the back. Hey, that's probably about money because F means financial. So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so right. I'm not going to play with a man's money.
I am. And I'm going to ask Cabali for details on that. I want all. Maybe he's going to get in a Cam Hayward-like dispute. We're going to see statements coming out from Cabali. He's going to leak that he's having a hold-in on McAfee. That would be tremendous. We'll have Cabali, whenever he decides to join us. In the meantime, I have a couple other Steeler questions for you. And let's talk a little Aaron Rodgers next, too. That was fun to watch. real impressive. You know, we could talk the lack of mobility. That worries me only in the context of Broderick Jones right now. You know, Tom Brady couldn't move really for his whole career, certainly not by the end of it. But Rodgers, the different platforms he was releasing from, his ability to change plays, get them into a better play, to find wide open guys. How many times in recent years have we said, how did he not see the open guy there? And I realize it's a very difficult game to play. That's why you want somebody who's done it at a high, high level like Rodgers. And, you know, one game anyway, I'm changing my tune on him right now. I want to see more. But he was great. That's what I would say about him. 412-928-9370. Everything you could have expected and more. Mark Cabali, whenever he sees fit, will join us in the next segment.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.